7.2. Relationships and communication. Relationships and communication, facilitators and participants both referred to atomic habits in relation to relationships, communication, and work connected with culture change. The notion of atomic habits was discussed at length, particularly around how small changes can accumulate to make the most difference. Habits, in this sense, were also part of individuals being ruler of the small moments and were tension between impulse and threat rather than values and long-term behavior. For facilitators, the role of atomic habits in communications came to the fore in their engagement with building mutual and respectful relationships, as well as being able to step out of power and rather into relationships from communication and listening skills. They were also seen as something that transcends all work, something that leads to just a much better working environment. When discussing effective transformation within the culture change work, it was suggested that facilitating a lot of communication and communication strategies would be important, as were those different tools for reinforcing robust strategies. This is reflected in the potential of atomic habits for various aspects of the work around culture change. Atomic habits are interpersonal and individual. Between themselves, they are part of how you develop a class, develop communication as it goes. In a more practical sense, facilitators explore potential habits with participants in the communications part of the workshops. Often, this is about the small and relatively straightforward aspects of communication. As one facilitator explained in the context of a course on pitching, yourself bullying, what do we do about it right now? So much of this is about communication and the power of saying hang on.